You're listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. It is Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio. So, graduations going on across the country, high school graduations. My son graduating on Monday in a socially distanced graduation. You know what they're not doing, though? They're not making it less boring.
How are they doing it?
They're doing, like, spacing on the football field.
So they are, like, doing like a traditional look to it?
Traditional look, but, yeah.
Are you guys allowed to attend?
We are. We're given a certain amount of tickets, so not everybody can just go, but then we'll be seated in the grandstands, spaced out from other families.
I mean, to be honest, graduation, attending a graduation ceremony is probably the worst.
Unless
it's your kid.
Well, even if it's your kid, I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, I'm looking forward to the one moment that he gets his diploma, but I'm not looking forward to hearing the names of the other 300 kids he goes to school with.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's no way, even if it's your kid, there's no way around it. We have not taken graduation and changed it to be a more entertaining thing.
No, we haven't.
It is the worst. Even my son and I were talking about this yesterday, and he goes, I know it's good. He goes, you think it's boring for you. I got to sit there and wait for my name to get called, and I'm a D, and I'm going to get called early, and then I got to sit there, and I got to wait for another 275 people to get their names announced.
See, my high school graduation, they did it the right way. They had it in four sections, and so they had four different names being called, one right after the other.
That's a good idea.
So, like, I was in the A to F section. I don't remember how the actual breakdown was, but they figured it all out, and I was like A through F. So, section one would have been called. You would have heard my name, and then immediately after that, you heard a name from section two, which would have been like G through M. So it was just constant, you know, there was just constant names. So even if your last name was W, your parents weren't waiting until the very end. Well,
yeah.
Still waiting until close to the end. But
here's the thing, too. They make it now. I kind of grew up in small schools, so I don't know if this was going on when I was going to school around the country. But, like, my kids, we had eighth grade graduation, right?
Same here.
I mean, they were prepping you for this moment. All the way, like, it's going to get worse. Believe me. Parents, you think this eighth grade graduation ceremony is terrible. You wait 4 years from now. Ha ha. You don't know what's coming.
You want to know what was worse? I had an eighth grade graduation, but the high school I was going to didn't have a ninth grade. They started at 10th. So then I went to another junior high school and graduated again a year later.
Kidding. No kidding.
So I had two junior high graduations
I'm just going to say, here's the thing. I don't like going to weddings, and I don't like going to graduations, and that's nobody likes going to funerals, but I don't like going to two things that are more celebratory, right? I'm not a wedding guy, but as I was telling
my
daughter this, I'm fine with the cake. I've gotten invited to a ton of weddings where I'm just like, look, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm just not a wedding person, but I've gone because I respect the people and I respect their day, so I've gone to people's weddings, but it's not my favorite thing to do. But at least in the wedding, everything is about the people you know.
Yes.
The whole thing is about people you know.
The speeches.
Right. So when somebody gives a toast, even if you don't know the groom really well, you're more on the bride side, at least when the groom gets up to give the toast, it's like, well, it's connected. I may not know this guy really well, and he's telling funny stories about how the two were in college and they were doing this and that, but at least it's connected to somebody I know. Graduation isn't. Graduation is the one moment your kid gets up, gets the diploma, and unless they're giving a speech, you know, that's it. So, and even the speeches, you know, like, oh, we're going to change the world. I'd love to give a graduation speech where I'm going to tell them they're not going to change the world.
Yep. You're just going to be a part of the...
You're just going to be a part of the machine.
Yeah. You're just another cog in the wheel.
That's right. Another cog in the wheel. That's right.
Although when you look back at whoever you graduated with in your senior high school, there are some, we had some success stories.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm one of them, but.
Well, you graduated for the guy who invented Uber. That's awesome.
I mean, that's probably the biggest success story.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Other than that, no, there wasn't too many.
Yeah.
A couple doctors, some lawyers thrown in there.
I'm just not looking forward to getting there and they go, Ashley Alexander. Oh, God. Like 5 minutes later, it's like Bob Adams.
Still
like,
in the A's.
Oh, you got to be. Are we still in the A's? What are we doing here? And then my kid gets up and is like, yeah. And then they go into Bob Elliott. Oh, shoot. And we're here forever. Just screaming. And then finally, Zachary Zacharias. Oh, that's got to be it, right? That can't be any more than that. We're at the Z's. We're going home. Oh, God, I can't tell. And it's going to be hot, too. It's not even been indoors. Ugh. And do they still do da-na-na-na-na-na? Do they still do that? Is that still a thing? Because that was a thing when I graduated.
I'm almost positive. I mean, where else is this song ever going to be played again?
Because you know what?
When you hear this song, it's graduate. You can't play this. Like, you can't go to a concert hall and then have somebody just play this just because it's a good piece of music.
If my parents ever sit down and ask me, hey, remember when you were like in fifth grade and we got you a trumpet and you played trumpet for a lot of years? Why did you all of a sudden just quit? I'm going to tell them this. This is why I quit trumpet, because I had to go to every single graduation from my high school to be the band that performs this stupid song. And I was the third string trumpet, so I didn't even get to do the good stuff. I got to do the bump, 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 bump over and over and over and over again while these clowns marched to their seats to collect their diploma and celebrate getting out of that place that I had to still stay for a couple years. I had no interest in this whatsoever.
All right, you're complaining about that. What do you think of Triangle Guy?
Oh, Triangle Guy has got to be the worst. Bing, bing, bing for like an hour. And everybody had to take those small steps together with somebody else. This is going to be the worst. I'm looking forward to the party afterwards. Looking forward to family coming into town to see him. Looking forward to all of that. That's going to be fun.
A little get together.
My wife actually created a candy bar. Whole bunch of stuff on a counter.
A bar full of candy.
Right. She got glass jars from all the friends and like she bought some. And then she went to Costco and bought candy in bulk and just filled them up for everybody to go around, grab candy.
So you'll be doing the show solo on Monday because of the sugar rush?
The sugar rush will be like, I can't take it anymore. That's right. So graduation. It's just funny. I'm seeing all my friends on social media like, my kid graduated, yay! And I'm like, yeah, okay, now there comes the one. Now, my college graduation was easy. They didn't even bother with names. They just were like, here's your department, get up and get it.
Yep.
There you go. They like, too many people. They weren't doing this. Way too many people.
See, our college graduations were cool because we always had a celebrity.
Yeah, we did too, yeah.
Because, you know.
Had a bigger celebrity in Southern California.
Since we lived in L.A., yeah. I got to see Jay Leno. Like, I would go to friends' graduation sometimes, too, just because they were like, oh, Jay Leno's giving a speech. Well, hell, I'm coming.
That's fantastic.
Why not?
That's great.
We had, what was his name? Paul Rodriguez.
Oh, really?
Because he graduated from my school.
No kidding.
Yeah, I remember Paul Rodriguez and Jay Leno. Those are the two that stick out in my mind.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Yeah.
I got David McCullough.
I don't know who that is. But I will tell you this.
Neither did I.
I mean, it was Tonight's Show, Jay Leno.
Oh, so he right.
So it was when he was doing, just say a quick phone call. Hey, you want to come speak at a graduation? Sure, I'm not doing anything tonight.
Why not? I got nothing to do. I'll come to the graduation. It'll be fun. I'll tell some jokes.
Are you doing the head bob?
Yeah,
of course. Do the head bob when you talk like that.
Can I bring one of my cars? Yeah, right? You're lucky.
Had I known, I would have waited for him to show up. Had I known at that time, I didn't know he had cool cars.
Yeah, right?
You know, he had a garage full of cars, and I'm like, oh, man, what's he driving up in?
Yeah, Peyton Manning did one of his Peyton places with Jay Leno, because Jay Leno apparently has one of the cars that, when the NFL was forming, it was like, there was a car that was famous for that, and Jay Leno bought that car. When it was putting together its business plan, Jay Leno has it. His garage is apparently fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's a museum.
It's a museum.
I mean, it has every car ever made, I think.
It's wonderful. So good for you to see that. I didn't get that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't remember the speech because it was college right. And it wasn't mine. So
I don't even remember who our valedictorian was. And I went to a small school, but I cannot remember who gave the I beat you all out in the grades, so
that's
I get
funny.
To talk.
Yeah, I can't either.
I have no idea. Aren't we supposed to remember those things? Aren't we supposed to go, yeah, it was Bob or Bill or now, Samantha?
Since your son's school, I mean, he's graduating and it was all messed up because of COVID.
Right.
Did they even do superlatives this year?
No, that's a good point. No, they didn't do that.
See, that was always upsetting because you're always looking forward to best smile,
and, right?
And best athlete, most likely to succeed,
right? Most likely to succeed, or most likely to be in jail, or most likely to, you know, those kind of fun ones. Those are good. Yeah, no,
so they didn't get anything.
No, so I don't know. Like again, I don't know if it's going to be when. Let's say you know we go 20 years down the road and coronavirus is gone and we look back on this time and we're like, wow, it was wild and we shut down and whatnot. I wonder if he will look back or if a lot of the 2020 class of 2020 will look back and say, you know what? I got the most unique close to my high school career than anybody I know.
Yeah, they did.
Right? Or do they look back and go, man, our prom was screwed up and the normalcy of my senior year was taken away from me? Because my wife is on the fence of, she feels sorry for these kids that they didn't get the complete senior experience. And I'm the exact opposite. I'm more like, I think in the end, they'll look back and go, you know what? I graduated in the crazy year of 2020. Hopefully there's no more crazier years down the road.
Nah,
but if this is an isolated year, I think the class of 2020 goes, yep, you know what? It was nuts. Absolutely nuts. But you know what? We're unique.
I think there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because you think about it, it's like, yeah, when they look back on their senior year, like, man, we stopped going to school in March.
Yeah. Well, that was it, right? There was no feeling of, this is it. This is the last time I'm walking these halls. They were just told to go home and we'll tell you when to come back. And then they never went back.
Yeah.
Right. That's basically how it went down. So, but I think people will look, I mean, again, hoping that 2020 is just this isolated ball, but you know, everything got screwed up. Like my son's school's prom went from being an indoor event to an outdoor event and then back to an indoor event. And there were kids who wanted to go and when it was an indoor event, didn't really want to go when it was an outdoor event. So canceled and then went back to indoor and was like, oh, we're scrambling to get tuxes again. I was like, they can't make up their mind what they want to do. But yeah, that's 2020 for you. So if you're graduating out there, you have a son or daughter that is graduating, both college or eighth grade or high school, congratulations. If you had to sit through the ceremony, you have my sympathies. Because again, they're not, I wish there was a way we could do it. I wish there was a way somebody, it's almost like people are afraid to go, hey, these are boring. Let's figure out a way to make it exciting for mom and dad so they don't just pass out in the heat while they're standing outside waiting for the kid's name to be called. Apparently, nobody's ever thought of that before. All right, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. We'll get to that coming up as we continue along on Wake Up Call.